Good morning, everyone. We're going to continue to look at the reaction in the community, and it is a community
Absolutely.
Around Fort Hood, Texas, dealing with the aftermath of the shootings last week. 13 people killed, 29 wounded. Here is a soldier. Mandy Foster's the wife of a soldier wounded in that Fort Hood shooting.
I didn't think it was real until I got to the hospital. I didn't know what to think when everything happened.
Her husband is Private Joseph Foster, who was shot in the hip. And he says despite his injury, he's planning to ship out to Afghanistan, and he says he's ready to ship out in January. So there are more details emerging about the suspect, Nidal Malik Hassan. Hassan is an American Muslim, something we're trying to reconcile as whether it's a legitimate issue to talk about this morning. Many of you have weighed in on that and said, no, it's not a legitimate issue. Others have said, please, we need to know more. But we want to hear all of your responses at 8778-MY-TAKE. That's a place for you to go to tell your story or thetakeaway.org. But the issue we raised right at the top of the hour, it was raised yesterday by Meet the Press by Army Chief of Staff General George Casey, and it's worth playing that clip again. Let's hear.
Our diversity, not only in our Army, but in our country, is a strength. And as horrific as this tragedy was, if our diversity becomes a casualty, I think that's worse.
Well, there's the question. Did diversity take a hit in the shootings last Thursday? To discuss this is Jamal Badani. He's first sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserves, founder of the Association of Patriotic Arab Americans in the Military. He's Muslim himself. Also with us is John Allen Williams, professor of political science at Loyola University in Chicago. He's chair and president of the Inter-University Seminar of Armed Forces and Society. He's a retired, U.S. Navy Reserve captain. So let's begin with Jamal Badani. Sergeant, are there special issues related to diversity in the military regarding religion, especially with being a Muslim American in the services?
Let me tell you about the Association of Patriotic Arab Americans in the Military.
Sure.
You know, Arab Americans, a lot of people think, well, if you're Arab, you're Muslim, and that's not the case.
Right.
Arab Americans are Christian. You have Jewish Arabs. You've got some who don't believe in religion. And, of course, you have Muslims as well, because Islam began in Saudi Arabia. So just want to make that clear, that our organization, we have members who are Christian. We have members who are Muslim. We're a non-political, secular organization, so I don't want people to make the mistake to think that our veterans organization is a religious
Sure.
organization. I want to be very clear about that.
Right. I mean, and of course, your urging clarity here is I think, also implicitly, it comes with the idea that there's sensitivity here. I mean, you're worried that the words can be taken incorrectly and the wrong way in this kind of a situation. How are you feeling, a few days after this alleged shooting rampage by Mr. Nidal Malik Hassan, a major psychiatrist in the U.S. Army down at Fort Hood?
Yeah, a friend of mine called me. I was working on Thursday when this happened, and a friend of mine called me and told me about the news. I mean, I'm not even watching the news, and I literally was in rush hour. I live and work in the D.C. area, and as you know, the rush hour is really bad here.
Sure.
And I was getting calls from media. I was getting calls from reporters. Getting calls from community leaders, and I hadn't even seen anything on this. But as I started thinking about it, I'm thinking, man, this is really bad for our community and for our, perception-wise, for Arab Americans who are serving, Muslims who are serving, definitely bad for the community, because since 9/11, what we learned at 9/11 is when a terrorist attacked our country, is we were grieving for our country being attacked, and then not more than 15 minutes later, when reports came out that these individuals were that flew into the towers and attacked our country were of Muslim and Arab background. Then we started receiving backlash and discrimination because of that.
Right.
And well, my family experienced it. My oldest daughter experienced it in school, who, by the way, has blonde hair, blue eyes. It was the first time that she was made to feel different.
Well, Jamal, let's get a comment from Professor Williams. How has the military dealt with this in the years since 9/11? And in general, does the military offer religious services on an ecumenical basis, sort of interfaith, or do they try to serve each individual faith separately?
Well,
Well, the military's always had the problem of trying to please the Catholics and the Protestants, and you have different chaplains. There are Jewish chaplains, and there are now Muslim chaplains as well, and they're responsive to the numbers, increasing numbers of proud and patriotic Muslims who are serving in our military now. General Casey has it exactly right. You don't want a backlash on this to cause discrimination against the somewhat 3,000 Muslims who are serving right now in the Army, and including First Sergeant's service now in the Marine Corps Reserve.
Although, Jay, that's a tiny number in a huge military, and I wonder if there's a feeling of being a tiny, tiny minority, and what are the specific religious challenges for empowering and protecting members of the Muslim community inside the military?
Well, I think probably First Sergeant can speak better to that than I can. The numbers are what they are, and I would hope that there will be more. But the question that you posed at the top of the hour, whether we should ignore or mention faith in this connection, strikes me as really the wrong question. The question is, faith is going to be discussed. It is going to be thought of by lots of people who hear about this. And the question is, what was the role of this man's particular faith, assuming he did it, in what he did? It doesn't mean that the faith caused it. It certainly doesn't mean that there was a conspiracy. But something happened that turned an Army psychiatrist, apparently, into a killer.
All right. And certainly that's the focus of the investigation. John Allen Williams, professor of political science at Loyola University Chicago, chair and president of the Inner University Seminar of Armed Forces and Society. He's also a retired U.S. Naval Reserve captain. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
And Sergeant Jamal Badani, do you have anything final to say about that? I mean, you are a tiny minority in the military. Quickly.
Talk about numbers here, because
very quickly.
You said they're small. You got to understand, our service and sacrifice to this country began during the Revolutionary War. The first Arab American to die for this country was Private Nathan Bedin on May 26, 1776. He was with the 18th Continental Army out of Massachusetts. Died before our independence. 5,000 Muslim Americans served on both sides of the Civil War.
Those are good numbers. A long and proud history for Americans of Muslim background in the U.S. military. Jamal Badani, first sergeant in the Marine Corps Reserves and founder of the Association of Patriotic Arab Americans in the Military. And we thank him.